Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. And let's take a look, first of all, at the early calls for the Midwest direct hog markets. They're weak to a dollar per hundredweight lower on expected slow demand and ample supplies ahead of the Independence Day holiday on Wednesday. All plants are expected to be closed on Wednesday. Livestock dealers and market managers say that lower pork prices on Friday, along with bearishly construed quarterly hogs and pigs report data, also could weigh on the cash market to begin the week. The terminal markets were called steady to a dollar lower, with the top prices expected to range from $47.50 to $50 on a live basis at Peoria, a dollar lower at $47.50 for a top price. In the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report for Friday, negotiated swine purchases were 11,246 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $61 to $73. The weighted average $69.39, a loss of $1.21 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.05 to $57.21, the weighted average $55.19. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases, $5,299, the base price range $58.50 to $75.75, the weighted average $71.93, a gain of 48 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.04 to $58.21, the weighted average was $55.78. We'll take a look at the electronic trade and talk things over this morning with Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis to see what he saw in the overnight numbers and what he projects for the opening today. But first, it's time to get a look at agricultural weather. And for that, we go to the weather office. Here's Mike Sola. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay. Well, once again, the big story as far as the agricultural community across the U.S. is the rain across the wheat areas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and they continue to see a pounding in that area, up to 1 to 7 inches of rain on Saturday, another 1 to 5 inches with some local areas picking up 20 inches of rain over the weekend, and too much moisture on and in the ground in the southern plains. And that will continue to feed more showers and thunderstorms. As that moisture evaporates into the atmosphere, it just sets up a scenario. You don't have to go all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico to get the moisture. It will just be feeding up into the clouds from areas of East Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. And that area will continue to be too wet. The water vapor lifted out of the ground and, again, destabilizing the atmosphere. The tremendous amount of moisture from the ground in the eastern and southern central areas of Kansas to central Texas will assure that instability, showers, and thunderstorms will continue over an extended period of that time. And, again, I think the crop quality is going to be a major issue, as is just the overall condition of the fields there. There's better weather, a good mix of rain and sunshine for the Canadian prairies and the northern U.S. plains over the coming week to 10 days, and that will be favorable for long-term crop development. Portions of the northern plains and southern prairies will see net drying this week, with next week turning a little wetter once again. Temperatures just a little above average during the coming week. As far as the corn and soybean areas of the U.S., the Midwest looking pretty good. Rain early this week will be restricted to the southern plains. Disturbances robbing moisture from the region. Gulf of Mexico moisture also stunted to the south, and that should leave the Midwest rainfall a little below average. But after last week's nice precipitation conditions, pretty good. And over the course of the next 2 weeks, it looks like we'll have a nice mix of some rain and some mild temperatures, and that should be a good environment for the summer crop development, although rainfall will be a little bit less than average. Timeliness of the precipitation will be favorable for crop development, and no extreme heat is anticipated, and that too will help to support the crop growth. The Delta in the southeast, they are seeing precipitation greater than expected rainfall on portions of the northern Delta over the weekend. 1.5 to 3 inches of rain fell from western Tennessee into northeastern Arkansas and into southeastern Missouri. Rain likely significantly improved the conditions for corn and soybeans in that area. And they do expect to see some daily showers over portions of the Delta in the southeast during the next week or two. Most of the showers will bring enough moisture to maintain favorable crop conditions. Soil moisture will not be significantly increased. However, some areas will remain vulnerable to a quick return of dryness and crop stress if a period of hot and dry weather does evolve in that area. Outside the U.S., there are some rains going on in India. The monsoon there is bringing some very heavy precipitation to areas and that fell from the eastern state of Maharashtra into southwestern Madhya Pradesh with rainfall amounts up to 7.5 inches, well, 3 to 5 inches occurring in the area to the north, the east of there, and one of the best periods of rain for soybean country in Madhya Pradesh seen so far this year. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the overnight trade in Kansas City, the July wheat contracts opened at 6.04 1/4, up 3 3/4 on the open, 9 on the last trade. September at 5.95 unchanged on the open, up 10 on the last trade. And December at 6.16 3/4, down 1.5 on the open, down 1/4 on the last trade. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.83 1/4, up 1 1/4 on the open, up 11 on the last trade. September at 6.01, up 4 on the open, 8 1/4 on the last trade. December at 6.10 1/2, unchanged on the open, up 6.5 on the last trade. March at 6.14 3/4, down 0.5 on the open, up 6 3/4 on the last trade. And the May contract at 6.09, up 9.5 on the open and last trade. July corn at 3.30, up 0.5 on the open, 4 on the last trade. September at 3.40 1/4, up 1/4 on the open, 3 1/4 on the last trade. December at 3.50 3/4, unchanged on the open, up 1 1/4 on the last trade. March at 3.63 3/4, unchanged on the open, up 2 1/4 in the last trade. The May contract at 3.75 1/4, make that 3.75 1/2, up 0.5 on the open, up 2 3/4 in the last trade. July 08 at 3.82 1/4, down 0.5 on the open, 3 1/4 higher on the last trade. The September oats at 267.5, up 5.5 on the open, 6 3/4 on the last trade. Now on to soybeans for July at 854 1/4 on the open. That was up 4 1/4, up 12 in the last trade. August was at 858 on the open, and that was up 2 1/4, up 12 1/4 in the last trade. September opened at 863 3/4, down 1.5 on the open, up 11 3/4 in the last trade. November, 886. Up 4 1/4 on the open, up 12 in the last trade. January 08, 892 3/4 was the open. That was up 3/4, up 15 1/4 in the last trade. March opened at $9.75, up 4 on the open, up 15 1/4 on the last trade. The July soybean meal, 231.90, up 270 on the open, 480 higher on the last trade. August at 232.30, up 110 and 270. And the July soybean oil, 36.92, that was up 29 on the open, 32 on the last trade. In August at 36.92, up 1 on the open and 35 in the last trade. And now let's bring in Brian Maple from FC Stone to talk about this. And, Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad.
Well, it might be a little bit slow the next couple of days, they say, ahead of the holiday weekend, midweek. But what did you see in the overnight numbers that excited you?
Well, I don't think it's going to be slow, I guess. I think we'll continue with the volatility. Wheat's going to be extremely interesting. You had a huge key reversal on Friday as we set new contract highs and then took out 2 weeks. I think we basically took out 2 weeks of lows out there. And then wheat tries to fire up a little bit overnight again. So they'll be watching what wheat does. In the corn market, we're so oversold. We've dropped. So in these corn, I think we're down 80 cents in the last 10 sessions. In the July, I think that's 96 cents. We're trading at our lowest level on the continuation chart. since November 1st. So we're due for a bounce, and we'll have to see whether beans and wheat can kind of encourage a bit of a bounce. Today, weather doesn't look like much of an issue for us, with most of the belt in pretty good shape, and I would expect tonight's condition reports to be steady to a touch better. But I will say that with these kind of corn acres we've got out here, rallies are made to be sold. As we continue to run a little bit higher, I think you got to step in and try and get some stuff on the books, because it appears to me corn's on a route to try and get back down to $3 at this point. Beans will be totally different. The beans will still be trading the report. You've got beans up as much as 20 cents last night. And I think the question now is, what kind of yields can we get off the acreage that we've got left on beans? How many double crop acres can we draw back in? And then the big question is, what does South America print, or plant rather? How many can they actually get planted? They've got debt problems down there, and we'll just see whether these questions, they'll all get answered in time.
All right.
But how we play them out.
Okay, so we're going to work up to the holiday instead of taking a couple of days to relax. And quickly, the opening calls.
I'm going to go with somewhere in that 10 to 15 higher on beans as we get started, probably more like a 7 to 10 higher wheat market, and corn's going to be along for the ride, being 2 to 4 higher as we get started.
Brian, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That's Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is WILL Urbana, the time a minute past 9, now news from the BBC.